This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.
Easter blessings and welcome to the second half of Catholic Radio on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio. Te reo irirangi a nga tangata o Manawatu. During this radio liturgy, we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the Bible readings for the day, as well as getting some news from the parishes. I'm June Hurley. And with me in the studio today are Angela Kelly and Val Vangioni. Good morning, Val and Angela. Great to have you to share this liturgy in today's liturgy.
Good morning, June.
In today's first reading, we hear how much the law and traditions of Moses should be imposed on the Gentile converts was resolved. Our second reading is a majestic picture of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly church of the future. And in the Gospel, we hear another portion of Jesus' farewell discourse at the Last Supper, which is dominated by the thought of his imminent departure. And today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, still in Easter time. Alleluia. So let us begin our liturgy by acknowledging the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give you." We can't give peace to others if we don't have it ourselves. Jesus was able to give peace to others because he had it himself. The Lord will give us too his peace. Lord Jesus, you help us to be at peace with God. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you help us to be at peace with ourselves. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you help us to be at peace with others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy which we keep in honour of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let us listen to God's word.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to discuss this question with the apostles and the elders. Then the apostles and the elders, with the consent of the whole church, decided to choose men from among their members and sent them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers, with the following letter: "The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the believers of Gentile origin in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that certain persons who have gone out from us, though with no instructions from us, have said things to disturb you and have unsettled your minds, we have decided unanimously to choose representatives and send them to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to impose on you no further burden than these essentials, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what is strangled, and from fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The response: O God, let all the nations praise you.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
For you, O Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Light dawns from the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart.
O God, let all the nations praise you. A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice saying to me, "See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride said, 'Come.' And let everyone who hears say, 'Come.' And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed, "Holy Father, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The following is a homily from the late Father Flor McCarthy. In his book, Go Down to the Potter's House, Donogh O'Shea has a story about a king who had two artists in his court who were bitter rivals. One day the king said, "I want to decide once and for all which of you is the better artist. You must paint the same theme so that I can judge between you. And let the theme be peace." The two artists agreed, and a week later came back with their paintings. The first presented his painting. It showed a dreamy landscape with rolling hills and a lake with not a ripple on the surface. The whole scene spoke of contentment, peace, stillness. However, as the king looked at the picture, he could barely suppress a yawn. Then turning to the artist, he said, "Your picture's pretty, but it puts me to sleep." Then the second man presented his work. It showed a thundering waterfall. It was so realistic that one could almost hear the roar of the water as it crashed onto the rocks hundreds of feet below. "But this is not a scene of peace as I ordered," said the king angrily. The artist made no reply, but motioned to him to continue looking. Then the king spotted a detail that had hitherto escaped him. Among the rocks, at the base of the waterfall, a small shrub was growing with a bird's nest in its branches. On looking closely at it, he noticed that there was a bird in the nest, a sparrow sitting on her eggs, her eyes half closed. She was waiting for her chicks to be born, a perfect picture of peace. On seeing this, the king was delighted. Turning to the man who had painted, he said, "I like your picture very much. You have conveyed a very important thing about peace, namely, that it is possible to be at peace even in the midst of the hurly-burly of life." Jesus spoke about peace during the Last Supper. He said to the apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give you, a peace which the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. So do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." It was a strange time to talk about peace because everything was in turmoil around him. How then was he able to talk about peace? Because peace is communion with God, and Jesus was in perfect communion with God. So he was able to talk about peace, even as his enemies were closing in on him and death was just around the corner. Peace is not the same as tranquility. Tranquility is external. Peace is essentially internal. Peace is a state of inner calm and designates right relations with God and with others. An essential component of peace is righteousness. Hence, there is no peace for the wicked. Peace results when one trusts in God and when the desire to please him is the dominant thing in one's life. This is something which we can have even in the midst of turmoil, conflict, and unresolved problems. Jesus offers his peace to us. Peace I leave with you. The peace he offers is not the peace of escape from reality. It is something so deep it is independent of outer circumstances. It is the peace which passes all understanding, the peace which this world cannot give, a peace no one can take away.
Channel of your dreams. When there is hatred, let me bring your love. When there is injury or pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith. Channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring home. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never see so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel. In pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. That we
to eternal life.
To be faithful disciples, we need God's strength and help, so we make our needs known.
For the Church, that we may always be attentive to the creative work of the Spirit, so that many may encounter Christ without unnecessary burdens. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For the peace of Christ in our hearts, that we may abide in the Spirit's peace, which surpasses all understanding, and find strength to face the many challenges that arise in daily life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For reconciliation, that you will help us to let go of hurts and renew relationships within families, in church communities, and in workplaces. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For peace, that the Spirit will lead and inspire all who are working for peace and help them to find new ways to overcome obstacles and misunderstandings. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who are victims of wars and natural disasters, especially those in the Ukraine, that the Spirit of Christ may work through those supporting them in various ways. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who have died, that they may be resting in your love, and that those who mourn be comforted and find peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now let us hear the news from our parishes.
From St Mary's Parish, altar servers. If you know of anyone interested in becoming an altar server, please give their name and contact details to Susan in the office. Just a reminder, children who have made their first communion are eligible to be altar servers. And being Catholic in the 21st century, Brother Kevin will share an overview of what it is to be Catholic today in light of the questions and issues raised through the discussion around the Synod. This Tuesday at 10 a.m, the 24th of May, and Wednesday, the 25th of May at 7 p.m. in the Cathedral Lounge. All are welcome.
From the Cathedral, the Praying the Sunday Gospel has restarted and is held every Friday at 11 o'clock in the Cathedral Parish Lounge, a contemplative way of engaging with God through Scripture. All welcome. Now, the Blokes Morning Tea, that was to have been held this Tuesday, 24th of May, but is postponed until next month. And the Our Lady of Lourdes Guild, their next meeting is the 1st of June at Our Lady of Lourdes Foyer Annual General Meeting. Time to report and look ahead, sales table and raffle.
Thank you. That concludes Catholic Radio for this week. But we'll be back next Sunday at the same time. So thank you, everybody, for being with us. And thank you, Angela and Val, for answering the call to spread the good news. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.
We are sons of the morning. We are daughters of day. The one who has loved us has brightened our way.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing.
Comfort my people, make gentle your words, proclaim to my city the day of her birth.
Let us build a city.
If you're a fan of NPR, listening to our podcasts and live stream has never been easier. Just search for accessmedia.nz on the App Store or Google Play and download the app with the kiwifruit logo. Once you've got it, pick Manawatu People's Radio from the list of stations and go find your new favourite show.